Last poem I'll read is about a woman who burned up in a fire 2 doors from our house in Portland, Christmas 1968. In the poem, which I couldn't get together for about 2 years, I use a quote from Natural History magazine, which brought the experience together for me, describing the collapsar, or black hole. It's an astronomical phenomenon, a star which has condensed so that it's so heavy that the light can't escape its gravity, and if you look at it, you see nothing. If you shine light on it, the light would disappear into it. That quote is interwoven with my own writing in this. The poem begins by mentioning an astrologer who forecast this event 3 years ahead of time to the week. Collapsars. The problem with black holes is she would see if I had a problem. She read my birth and I grew cold. The chart held a dark time for a near woman in the snow stars of Christmas. No, I said, tragedies like that, there is no way to see them or hear them. As one hears, even in sleep, a man shouting fire in the street. They are stars that have collapsed, suffered what even hard winter doesn't bring, snow fallen between houses like a body between bed and door. Inhaling, then choking, is called an implosion. Without realizing what happens, you reach intensity. The matter in such stars has been squashed together like a victim of a fire, carried down in a bag, half size, but then again and again, fire after fire, into forms unknown on Earth, because our knowledge has made us rare and cold. How can I look at it? Matter so dense, its gravitational field prevents any kind of radiation from escaping. I have kept my body heat in heavy sweaters and weather stripping while Earth's night grows colder and what was burned freezes. From that body, could a soul be escaping? You couldn't see one if it was right next to you. Miss Nugent was like that. She must have walked right by our house twice a day. I never saw her. Never saw her take the steps one by one up to her apartment after work and switch on the light. If you shone a light on it today, in the noon after the fire broke out, like the sun's own rooster rising from her window, way too early in the dark holiday morning, licking up story after story, the light would simply disappear like a Christmas present we missed and sifted the ashes for, thrown away with its wrapping into the black hole. And what spark doesn't desire all? And what kind of star visited a woman that night, 35 of a secretary's passions, 98.6. Thank you.